This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Members of the Native community in Omaha, Nebraska, and the family of Zachary Bearheel say they're shocked and angry after former Omaha police officer Scotty Payne was acquitted Monday for his involvement in Bearheel's death. Bearheels, a mentally ill Lakota man, died in police custody in June 2017. The Native community has since called for justice. In an interview by Indians.com after the trial, Native activist Frank Lemire said the Native community will hold law enforcement and city officials accountable to make sure Native people on the streets are safe.
We've got to have changes in the Omaha Police Department. God forbid this happen again. We don't check the police department, it will happen again. And I'm going to talk with the mayor, the chief of staff, the chief of police this week, and I'm going to ask for changes. I heard things during this trial, how they looked at Zachary Bearheels, how all the police department dehumanized him. Well, we're going to change that starting tomorrow. And we're not going to quit until we're assured that they're going to treat us well. And when we need help, they're going to give us help.
Bearheels was said to be traveling between South Dakota and Oklahoma when he was kicked off a bus and spent hours wandering city streets before the officer-involved incident. Payne reportedly could be put back on duty following the not guilty verdict on charges of assault and use of a deadly weapon. A Native organizer and activist was among protesters Monday to interrupt a Trump administration speaker promoting fossil fuels at the United Nations Climate Summit in Poland. The group laughed and chanted during the event. Then Leona Morgan, a Navajo woman from New Mexico, spoke about environmental protection. Democracy Now! Is at the summit and captured the protest. Native activists and leaders of indigenous communities say they're often at the forefront of climate change and need a seat at the table during policy making. The Trump administration has often questioned if human activity is causing climate change. Countries at the summit are looking to put in place guidelines to address global warming. The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs is set to hold a hearing Wednesday on missing and murdered people in Indian country. Witnesses include federal officials and tribal advocates from Arizona, Alaska, and Montana. The hearing comes after high-profile cases in Alaska and Montana. And earlier this month, a young Navajo woman from Arizona was stabbed and killed in Kentucky. On Monday, the U.S. House passed the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium Land Transfer Act. The bill directs the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services to transfer a little more than 19 acres of land in Sitka to the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. It allows for the renovation of an old hospital and creates a path for the construction for new healthcare facilities. The bill now heads to President Trump for a signature. Also headed to the president's desk is the Indian Tribal Energy Development and Self-Determination Act amendments. Its sponsor, Senator John Hoeven, says the legislation empowers tribes to manage their own energy resources, cuts red tape, and promotes energy development in Indian country by streamlining the process for tribes to enter into energy agreements with the Interior Department. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, gateway to tribal colleges created by and for American Indians, accredited and local, with certificate programs to master degree programs. Info at aihec.org. Support by BNSF Railway Company. BNSF honors the commitment of Armed Forces members and is a top employer for U.S. military veterans, hiring over 9,000 veterans since 2005. More at jobs.bnsf.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.